Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. Dozens of bird lovers have journeyed to Lansing's Potter Park recently to view the area's first nesting bald eagles in decades. The nest sits in a large tree in a marshy area in the middle of the Red Cedar River. What's the likelihood that the birds could make that area a permanent home? Well, our next guest is giving that a lot of thought. In fact, biologist Christopher Hull thinks the eagles have abandoned that nest. One of Mr. Hull's specialties is ornithology and habitat. He's viewed the nest and the eagles a number of times, and he wrote an op-ed that you may have read in the Lansing State Journal a week or 10 days or so ago, and Christopher Hull joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You viewed the nest for a while yesterday. Why don't we'll start with an update there. Did you see an eagle yesterday?
No. Okay. I talked to a number of people who were over there, and I didn't talk to anybody who'd seen them for about 2 days.
When was the last time you saw a bald eagle there?
Well, the last time I saw one there was on Monday, which was the day after the agencies involved altered the site and
did some cutting. Yeah. We'll get into that here in just a second. I finally made it to the site last night.
Oh, did you?
Did not see the eagle, but it's funny how anecdotal this all is, because you go there and almost invariably you run into other people.
Right.
You find out that somebody saw it yesterday, and indeed one person that was there last night at the site saw it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Another saw it the day before. You've indicated that you think the birds may have abandoned the nest. Why do you think that?
Well, I've been monitoring the eagles since actually the time that they pretty much showed up in the area. Now, we have eagles in Lansing essentially every year along the river systems. Bald eagles in Michigan winter along river corridors, especially in southern Michigan.
Including the Lansing area?
Oh, yes. Yes. We get them on just about every Christmas bird count every year, somewhere in the Grand River system. Oftentimes, it's right around Potter Park. I've gotten them down by Jolly Road and Dunkel and the Bear Lake Bog area. And they hang out just about every year. They're seen at the MSU Water Quality Ponds, which is on the south side of Jolly Road.
But this is the first time we've got an actual nest.
Is that correct?
That's the first.
Those are wintering individuals. Often they're immatures. Sometimes they're adults. And, adults from way far north are migratory. The immatures are migratory. And so they'll come down in the winter because they find open water, because they feed primarily on fish and waterfowl.
But why do you think the nest here that a pair has did take up here, I guess, in February at first?
Correct.
Why do you think they've abandoned that nest?
Well, they began, first of all, we'll just cut to the chase here as far as abandonment. On Sunday, the Potter Park had apparently, according to a Potter Park spokesperson that I spoke with, had collaborated with a couple of agencies, Fish and Wildlife Service and DNR, and according to this person, they had signed off on the park cutting some tree limbs, which formed really a boundary around the swamp and kind of formed a visual screen between the nest and the main parking area of Potter Park. Now, their stated reasoning for doing this was that this would give people a better viewing platform of the eagles, and somehow they reasoned that was going to serve as an alternate way for people to look at them other than canoeing and kayaking in there, that somehow this was supposed to stop people from boating in there. And I tried to explain to her that, you know, the people boating in there may not have anything to do with the eagles. They're putting in far away from the park, and they're canoeing in there. And at any rate, the things just didn't match. But it seemed very clear to me that they were kind of trying to build an attraction there and allow for viewing. Now, what that did was, what they were doing is they were going into the swamp with boats and chainsaws and climbing up into this large tree and lopping down these a couple two huge limbs and then some smaller limbs so that people could have a clear visual shot. Well, that was also going to give a clear visual shot from the female on the nest right to the parking lot and vice versa. And I missed the female departing the nest, but I asked a number of people there, including this Potter Park spokesperson, did you see two eagles? Were there two eagles here? And they said, yes, there was one on the nest that flew and, you know, and fled the area. And the other one, which turned out to be the male, of course, was basically perched back in the swamp watching the entire proceeding.
You think the chainsawing and the elimination of the cover caused the eagles to abandon the nest then?
Well, I think that's ultimately was the straw that broke the camel's back. But now I'll backtrack a little bit to something else. I'm not going to blame these agencies for causing the failure of the nest. They caused the abandonment of the nest. They brought it about, but it was just the final straw. Because what had really happened is the eagles, apparently by all indications that I have from my observations, began incubating on February 8th. And that's absolutely right in line with when eagles around this latitude normally begin egg laying. And so they began incubation then. And if you do the math, if you use even the wildest exaggerated date ranges for incubation ranges, and even if you build in a fudge factor for, you know, maybe they, you know, they didn't start quite when I thought they did, they still should have hatched young by mid to late March, absolutely April 1st at the latest.
And no one's seen any young
since
then.
There's been no sign of young at all. And so what will happen with birds, any birds that have eggs that don't hatch, they will continue to incubate and continue and continue and continue. Eventually, they give it up. So these eggs were a month and a half overdue, and so the female was just essentially at the end of her rope anyway. And this was, like I said, the final straw.
So where do you think, where is the smart money on where these eagles are now? Could they still stay in the Lansing area? Could they still stay near Potter Park?
Well, you know, I was surprised.
If you're right, assuming you're right.
Assuming I'm right. I invite anybody to provide anything concrete to contradict it, but I'm kind of surprised at the way the females so abruptly departed. But I suspect, you know, she's got to be somewhere. I suspect that she's back in the swamp someplace, and the male was hanging around for a couple of days, and he'll just perch near the nest. And, you know, they have bonds that they develop, and it takes a while for them to sort of redirect those. And for the female, you know, she did it. The male is sort of transitioning, I think, from being a mated male with a nest, and he's still lingering near the nest. His sight, it's what we call sight tenacity, you know, how easily, what will a bird endure to cling to a given nest?
Mm-hmm. Well, what are the odds that they'll stay in a Lansing area?
I think they're good. I mean, you know, the Potter Park and the Grand River system basically have everything they need. If birds can winter here in the winter, obviously, you know, they can live here year round. Their tolerance for people has been such that they've been able to exist. But, you know, when you get into nesting, you get into a higher standard of habitat quality. They need more seclusion. They need more distance. And, you know, it may be that Potter Park is not going to, you know, be able to support them given the amount of invasion and stuff. Now, the question is, people are always asking me, are they going to, do you think they'll use the same nest again? They may or may not. The site alteration might have been too drastic for the female. The female is the less tolerant of the two. And so that's why I keep talking about the female. The male and the female actually share nest duties about equally. So, you know, and as it was so many animals, including, you know, we might say Homo sapiens, you know, the female calls the shots. So There are more remote places they could nest in Potter Park Swamp. They could go over to Crego Park over there because mm-hmm. there's plenty of that. That's quite a lot of solitude over there.
They are covering quite an area. Some of the folks that were there at the site with me last night pointed out they've seen them near the Sycamore Golf Course, up and down Mount Hope, sometimes on the wing. We want to thank our guest biologist Christopher Hall, who's keeping a close eye on the bald eagles that he believes have abandoned their nest on the Red Cedar River in Potter Park. Chris Hall, thank you.
Thank you very much.